Right now, though, and I'm always excited when somebody comes physically into studio as opposed to speaking to them on a phone. His name is Dovi Blumeno. He's Managing Director of Stratfin Solutions. We're going to be getting into all things tax-related and, most importantly, from your perspective, refunds, because it can make a massive difference to your pocket. Dovi, thanks for making the effort to come into studio. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you for having me.
You look like way too young to be the head of anything, an MD of Stratfin Solutions. Are you?
My looks are deceiving.
Is it? Okay,
and good to hear. Which is probably a good thing, because today I'm walking around with 3 coffee stains on my shirt. So I am glad this is a radio presentation
and not TV. You're right, different strokes for different
folks. And I am 31 with
for real?
3 kids, and you can call it 3 3/4 kids.
Oh my goodness,
the
mazel tov on the quarters and the holes. It's just, wow, we're 31 with 3 kids. I couldn't have got it more wrong if I tried. I had you like a 23 bachelor living the life. Okay, so serious man
that
doing
would
serious
be nice.
Thing. Okay, let's get into this. We're going to be talking about medical tax credits and rebates and the like. And I'm just thinking, because when people hear the word like tax benefits, they immediately think, Dovi, about like retirement annuities or donations. Those are the ones we kind of aware of and we know. But you've been quoted as having said that the biggest missed opportunity is actually medical tax. And I guess my first question to you this afternoon is, why on earth should families be paying attention to this aspect first?
That's an excellent point, and I think that whilst retirement annuity is great, not all of us have the luxury of having a retirement annuity.
Fair enough.
Whilst charitable donations are even greater, not all of us have the luxury of giving to charitable, and not all charities are actually tax deductible. So, you know, a lot of people are helping family, they don't have the luxury of giving to a PBO, which you can then get money back. But if you are looking after your loved ones, if you have family that you're looking after their medical health, you are able to get a significant amount of money back. And this is something for anyone in South Africa. It's not unique to the higher end. Any family in South Africa that's paying tax and is on a medical aid, medical credits is very, very pertinent.
Okay, so we're going to get into that in just a lot more detail, but just in a moment or two. Talk to me about medical tax credits. What on earth are they? Because most of us pay medical aid every month, and we never think of the tax side of it, not for one second, says me, pointing at me. What does SARS give you back for those contributions, and how on earth do out-of-pocket medical expenses fit into this picture?
So that's an excellent question, and I think that the reason why it's so overlooked is because your medical aids are actually submitting that information to SARS for you. So oftentimes you don't actively have to submit that information, but basically what happens is like this. Throughout the year, you are on a medical aid and you're paying for your family's medical aid.
Yes.
At the end of the financial year, tax season, which is this week, you get the opportunity to get a certain amount of money back for your medical spend. Normally it works out to be about 10% back, which is very nice, especially if you've got a medical aid, and you know, like for my family, we pay 9,000 rand per month on a medical aid, and we're on a hospital plan,
oh,
and we
goodness.
Get nothing back.
Oh my goodness! Okay.
So you know, if I can then get a percentage of that back from SARS, that is really, really good. And just over there, a missed opportunity is because families aren't aware of this. They often not submit things to a medical aid. And what I say to all families, if you're on a medical aid, and even if you're on a hospital plan, I know the medical aid is not paying for my kid's speech therapist, my other kid's occupational therapist, and the list goes on. But I always submit to medical aid, because the medical aid will then tally all of those expenses and will give me a percentage of that back. So that's a first take home, is always submit everything to your medical aid, because your medical aid is providing that information to SARS, and they're going to give you a percentage back. Whilst that percentage often isn't massive, but 10% can make a massive difference.
Absolutely, and 10% is better than no percent. I mean, these are significant numbers. As you said, 9,000 bucks a month for a hospital plan kind of blows me away. You can see how out of touch I am. And just as you're speaking, I'm thinking from my perspective, just submit anyway, because it goes towards your gap. I mean, you need a record of what it is you are spending, even if it's not refunded.
100%. Always submit everything, although there are those who say don't submit, because then you're going to go into your gap quicker. I think it's just, you know, unless you're really good with admin, which I'm not, and most people aren't. So submit everything, because that way you will get something back. And whilst there are other potential downsides, I've yet to see the downside overriding the upside.
For sure. Now, that makes a whole bunch of sense to me. Let's get on to the part that most people don't know, and it's this. How does a medical condition change the tax calculation? Because you've said that when somebody in the family has a qualifying condition, I did my homework, by the way, SARS applies a completely different set of rules. How does that shift the refund from small to significant?
So this is where it gets really exciting, and this is where I spend my whole day in. I present at least twice a week on webinars to the what people would call the disabled communities. And over here, this is where the misconception comes in, because we hear the word disabled and we think someone's in a wheelchair, someone's bedridden. You read the legislation and disability does not mean that. Disability means a moderate to severe limitation in your day-to-day life. Moderate, not mild, but also moderate doesn't need to be severe. And if there's a limitation in about six different categories that SARS recognizes as a limitation, you can get back not 10%, but 33%. So in my case, instead of getting back 10% of what is roughly my medical spend per annum is about 150,000 Rand, instead of getting back 15,000...
You're blowing me away now. Because yeah. These are real numbers.
These are real numbers. And especially for families, like, those numbers just grow exponentially. And many families, especially with kids come with a lot of struggles. And if they are struggling, whether socially or academically, those are most often going to be medical conditions which will qualify for the additional rebate, getting families back 33% of their medical spend. And it can get even better. Oftentimes, the school fees, if the school fees is a school fees which is specialized for the medical condition or other related medical costs for the medical condition, you can get back 33% of your full medical spend. And that's not just the medical spend related to the medical condition, the entire family medical spend. So moving from 15,000 to 50,000 Rand a month, from 15,000 to 50,000 Rand back in your tax return is very, very significant and hands down the best opportunity to really maximize your tax return.
I'm actually a little bit astounded by this conversation. I'm wondering how far back can you go? I'm thinking there must be so many of us who just weren't aware of this and haven't activated this benefit.
So that's what we've built our whole business model around. And that is, there's such a big misconception out there. Most of the families that we meet and we start assisting, they didn't start struggling in 2026 January when their child joined grade one at Bella Vista. Their child has been struggling the last 3 years. And we can most often go back 3 years and sometimes even further. So what I'll say is that in many cases, your entire school fees at a remedial school or your entire medical aid...
Cover them on the refund.
Can be covered in a refund. Because of our backdated claim, we're recovering figures as much as 50,000 Rand times 3 years. That's 150,000 Rand before you even get to tax season. So that's the other exciting thing, is you don't actually even have to wait to tax season. You may have already filed your tax return. We operate any time of the year, unless SARS is down, which is the first week of tax season, actually, we are operating and claiming back these funds.
Tovi, no, I can't let this go, because now this is absolutely fascinating. I want from you some real world examples, like what kinds of conditions can qualify that families wouldn't realize could qualify that would enable me to claim my 33% over 3 years.
Great question. And at Strafin, we've assisted to date about 800 families. And I looked at the data of what is the most common medical conditions which are qualifying. And most of them are actually in the children and around learning challenges, autism, anxiety, ADHD. Once again, it all needs to be moderate to severe. If an ADHD where you pop a pill and everything's great and, you know, the child's not being affected after school, then that wouldn't qualify. So it needs to be a moderate to severe qualification. But then again, you know, a lot of people are hitting hearing loss at 50, and that's qualifying. The other common examples would be anxiety, depression, and, you know, many, many medical conditions. And the way I really look at it is, if someone is being affected in their day-to-day life because of a medical condition, it will fit into one of the categories and they will get the family that full medical rebate.
Dov, I don't mean to get personal about this for 1 second. Me, never. Certainly not on radio, but for people with one eye, does that qualify as disability under the Act?
I can't tell you with certainty, but from what I understand, it will definitely qualify. Because once again, what SARS look at is what SARS look at is a person being affected in their day-to-day life, and one eye is definitely a limitation in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, kind of agree with that. All right, so I've come to you
I'm glad
I
the
believe
personal was on you and not on me. I wouldn't want to be locked out of my home tonight.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I've realized there's a possibility of me being able to make this claim. I think, okay, you my man, Stratford's my organization. What's the process? How on earth does one go through this process?
So when I first started the business, what I did was I broke down the process and just try to remove any element that I would be that a client would have to do for themselves, and said, "What can I do in-house from our office?" I mean, at the moment, we have about 20 people working in our back office, working on these claims, reducing the admin load for families.
Wow.
So that okay. for you, it would be as simple as filling in a form on stratford.co.za. You'll be contacted. You'll be assisted on the phone, and the rest is.
You're making
easy.
It sound too easy. Sorry, I'm going to push you on this. Because,
push me.
Because surely you've got to assess eligibility. You've got to get the right medical records. It must be like a schlep from hell to go to all the doctors that one needs to get the right documentation. I mean,
so
it
we
can't
point
be a walk
you,
in the park.
We point you in that in the direction. The only thing we can't do is sign off the forms. Those need to be signed off by a medical practitioner, and it would be unethical to have our own medical practitioner as tempting as that would be. But we'll point you in the direction of who needs to sign it off, what our SARS is looking for, and how to go about it. And that's the only thing which we can't do. The rest we can do in-house. And, you know, we even call medical aids on behalf of people, get the medical aid tax certificates, and just make an admin process, which can be the biggest nightmare, and walking in the dark as simple as filling out a Google form.
Tell me one real life story where you've had a real
I have to share
proper
the story.
Success. Go for it.
It's a story which happened to a family in our community. And this family, the dad teaches in a school, has one or two other jobs, earning a substantial income, terrified of tax returns. And that probably resonates with a lot of people. And didn't file a return since 2016. That's 9 years. We helped them in 2025. That's 9 years. And they also happen to have a child struggling with autism. And no one stopped to point the person in the direction and say, one second, you know, you won't actually owe SARS money by the time you're done with them. They'll owe you money. And what we did, we took a person who was terrified from having to pay into SARS, got left with penalties because of his fear, and we managed to claim back a total of 456,000 rand.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of
it's
money.
A nice refund.
And, you know, like often I think of that story, and that's where I draw a lot of my inspiration from. You were helping families. This family particularly, they were in tears of joy.
Of course.
It changed the entire year, because that sort of financial assistance, when you trying to help all your children with all their difficulties and all that life brings when you're dealing with medical conditions, and you have that financial remuneration to make that difference, it really is the biggest opportunity, and one should definitely not overlook this opportunity. Take a look, even sometimes just structuring your medical aid, who's the main member, who's the payer, and you know, a lot of medical aid brokers say, no, split your medical aid. You might save 500 rand a month by splitting. You're losing out on a medical rebate opportunity worth far more. So I really think it's something to be looked at. And, you know, don't be presumptuous. It's as easy as filling out a form. You will be contacted. And if we can't help you, there's no fee. And if we do help you, you keep 80% of the rebate, and it's really no risk.
Generous. No, that makes a whole bunch of sense. We're out of time. Just very quickly, where do we find you?
Stratford.co.za.
Dovi Bumna, thanks for coming into studio.
Appreciate your time, and pleasure to meet you, Simon.